this one here, okay. Okay, okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure to be here. First, I would like to thank the organizers of this wonderful conference for inviting me. Well, let's share some ideas about innovation policies and the challenges of neglected diseases. It's okay? Thanks. This is the outline of presentation. First, we are going to see the neglected diseases challenge and the crisis of access to medicines in developing countries. Then, aspects of innovation, intellectual property, and technology transfer. And finally, we will approach the issue of innovation policies, presenting some Brazilian initiatives that work to close the access gap. Here are some relevant aspects of the neglected diseases challenge. World Health Organization estimates that over 1 billion people suffer from one or more neglected diseases. For many diseases, neglected diseases, the medicines are old, toxic, expensive, and often in short supply. Less than 1% of the nearly 1,400 drugs registered between 1975 and 1999 were for neglected diseases. So I would like to remember that the Universal Declaration, so first, this challenge should be analyzed in a context of a human rights dimension. And I would like to remember that the Universal Declaration of Human Rights says that everyone has the right to a standard of living adequate for the health and medical care. Besides the neglected diseases challenge, the rising of chronic diseases in developing countries raises concern. In this context, Dr. Catherine Le Gallier-Camus from the World Health Organization said, "Non-communicable diseases are imposing a growing burden upon low and middle income countries, which have limited resources and are still struggling to meet the challenges of existing problems with infectious diseases." Besides that, chronic diseases cause more than half of all deaths worldwide, 80% of which occur in low-income and middle-income countries. So we have the neglected disease problem and the rising of chronic diseases. So this leads to a situation that threatens developing nations' capacity to improve the health of the populations. So in this context, the report of the United Nations said that existence of large gaps in the availability of medicines and a wide variation in prices which render essential medicines unaffordable to poor people. World Health Organization also identified critical factors regarding the access to medicines gap. They are rational uses of medicines, unfair financing, unreliable delivery systems, inadequate regulatory systems, and high medicines prices. Now I would like to analyze the IP aspects. I would like to highlight that the granting of a patent right is an instrument of public policy. So, as appointed by the UK Commission on Intellectual Property Rights, these rights should be designed so that the benefit to society outweighs the cost to society. But we cannot forget that financial benefits and costs can fall on different groups within society. Then policymakers should look for a fair system, creating incentives to innovation, but avoid obstacles to local development. When we talk about IP and incentives to innovation, I think a relevant question is, how can IP help developing countries to acquire access to modern technologies? And how can we encourage local innovation and local production? The next topic is intellectual property capacity building and development. So capacity building in developing countries is a key factor, but it's not a trivial task, because access is not possible without a reasonable efforts towards local capacity and the building of a local basis of knowledge. And we also should think about the use of IP for development in the context of complex interactions of IP policies with technology policy, industrial policy, trade policy, and competition policy. Also, the use of TRIPS flexibilities are related to capacity building approach, the capacity building approach. No? Without the proper expertise, developing countries cannot fully profit from the flexibilities available in the TRIPS agreement. I would also like to mention the poor competition analysis infrastructure often present in developing countries, and also the lack of specialized IP courts. Here we have some the TRIPS Plus agenda that in other problems that generally objective to expand the rights of the owners and reduce the scope of exceptions. So first, the bilateral agreements. Many developing countries are now constrained by TRIPS Plus commitments. I would also mention data exclusivity, patent linkage, new anti-counterfeiting measures. A good example is the seizure by Dutch authorities of a shipment of a generic high blood pressure drug in a transit from India to Brazil, two countries that where the drug was not protected by a patent. And apart from that, extension, many strategies that allow extension of patent protection, follow-on patents, evergreen strategies, decreasing of patent quality, patents of excessive breadth, and overlapping patent rights. I'm going to the third and last part of the presentation, present to you, showing you some of the initiatives regarding the Brazilian initiatives that include the development and establishment of a set of policies and measures that face to face a double burden of communicable and chronic diseases. So, it's very important to emphasize that Brazil is investing a considerable sum of resources building a universal health system. Right to health is a citizen's right. And this is, this concept was established in 1988 Federal Constitution and says that health care, the basic idea is that health care for all citizens that has to be provided by state. And the basic foundations of the unified health system defined in two laws in 1990, are universality of access to health service, equality of health care, non-discriminatory basis, community participation, and decentralized management. I would like to mention this paper that was published in Nature, and Morel, Dr. Carlos Morel, and other authors. Thank you. Said that despite Brazil's strength in basic scientific and medical research, a larger proportion of the population still suffers from ill health. Diseases such as tuberculosis and leprosy are highly prevalent in poor populations, and about 46,000 people die each year from infectious diseases. So, Brazil is facing the neglected disease problem and the rising of chronic diseases. So, the trade balance in the health sector shows a relevant deficit due to the pharmaceutical product imports. In the 80s, we had a deficit of $700 million. Now, in 2008, the last data, said we have a deficit of $7 billion. So this deficit places the Brazilian social policy in a position of high vulnerability. So to confront the situation, Brazil is investing in science and technology and innovation since the 90s. And I would list some factors, some measures. The National Medicines Policy, National List of Essential Medicines, the creation of the National Health Surveillance Agency, the Law of Generic Medicines, the implementation of the Science, Technology, and Strategic Inputs Unity, the Popular Pharmacy Program, the National AIDS Program, Health Industrial Policy Program, the My Saúde Program, the strengthening of the health industrial complex, and the broadening of the basis of financial supporters, and we are trying to create new methods of funding and financial incentives. I would also like to mention that we are investing a lot in international cooperation, and Fiocruz, that belongs to its institution where I work, it belongs to the Ministry of Health, has established cooperation agreement with India's Medical Research Council and South Africa Medical Research Center, and also Fiocruz has been expanding bilateral cooperation in Latin America, Africa, Europe, and North America. The partnership with Cuba is facilitating the transfer of technology concerning the production of interferon alpha and erythropoietin to Fiocruz, which could generate a yearly saving of around $16 million for the Brazilian National Treasury. In 2008, Fiocruz launched a project to construct a factory in Mozambique for the production of HIV-AIDS drugs. And Brazil will invest $23 million in this factory, which will be built using the Brazilian technology, and the raw materials will come from India. So here we have the Fiocruz. Probably some of you already know this institution. I would also, to finish, I would also like to mention the project that is in this context, the creation of the Center for Technological Development in Health. And here we have some more information. Later you can read. And at the end, I would like to reinforce our full commitment to the implementation of WIPO development agenda and the resolution on global strategy and plan of action on public health innovation and intellectual property. Thank you.